The Winning Post is Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1859. Lord Wainclyffe took his horse at a very high jump. He was delighted when Starlight cleared it without any difficulty. At the same time, when Starlight threw his head up, pleased as he was at his prowess, Lord Wainclyffe saw that the bridle was almost broken in one place. Knowing it would be dangerous to ride such a high-spirited animal if the bridle broke, he looked for help. To his relief, he could see just ahead of him a pretty house, and then he remembered it had been let by his father on a very long lease to a university professor, whose name was Peter Stourton. He rode carefully towards the house. As he drew near, he saw that on the lawn in front of it there was a girl bathing a small dog. Believing that it would be risky to continue riding in case the bridle broke completely, he called out,
"Excuse me, but can you possibly help me?"
The girl then looked up, smiled, and walked towards him. "Good morning, my lord. I saw you go by just now and thought what a splendid horse you were riding."
"You are Rosetta Stourton, are you not?"
"Yes, yes, I'm Rosetta, my lord."
"Starlight has just taken the highest jump I could find for him, but unfortunately his bridle looks likely to break at any minute, and I will then have very little control over him."
The girl gave a cry. "Oh, I will go and find what you need, my lord, and I should stay where you are, mounted on him, otherwise he might become restless and break the bridle completely."
"Well, that is just what I thought myself, and thank you very much," replied Lord Wainclyffe.
The girl ran into the house, and he patted Starlight to keep him calm and quiet until she returned. She was even quicker than he expected, and came running out with some special tape he recognized at once as being sticky on one side. He had used it himself on fishing rods. She seemed breathless when she reached him, and he stretched out to take it from her, saying,
"Oh, thank you very much. I am most grateful."
"Let me help you, my lord. I can do it more easily standing here than you could sitting on the saddle." She wound the tape round the bridle, and then cut it with a pair of scissors she had brought with her.
"I'm sorry to have interrupted you when you are so busy," he murmured politely. "I hope your dog will not dirty himself again while you are attending me. I don't think he has wandered far away."
Then she looked back and added, "I'm sure this will hold firm, at least until you reach home." Lord Wainclyffe looked at her. He thought that she was exceedingly pretty, and she reminded him of someone. Then he was aware that she was very much like his sister, Dorlina, and in fact, there was a remarkable likeness, and he reflected that if they were side by side, it would be difficult to know which was which.
"I am extremely grateful to you, Miss Stourton," he said aloud. "I hope your father is well."
"He finds it extremely annoying that his eyesight is failing. Although I read to him as much as I can, he prefers to explore a book, as he calls it, himself." Lord Wainclyffe laughed.
"I know exactly what he means.
You must tell him how sorry I am that he has this affliction, which affects so many older people. I shall doubtless suffer from it myself when I am his age."
"Papa is wonderful in other ways. He can garden, which he loves, and exercise our dogs in your beautiful woods." Lord Wainclyffe hesitated before he exclaimed,
"Oh, please keep them under control. You know I shall want to enjoy my shooting in the autumn."
"I promise you they behave very well, my lord. They are model dogs, and other people could learn a great deal from them if they could see how obedient they are."
"Well, thank you again, and I will now take Starlight home without being afraid I might lose control of him."
"He is a beautiful horse," she sighed as she patted him. "I'm not surprised at all that you are proud of his appearance, apart from his skill.
I think he will be the best jumper I have ever had."
Lord Wainclyffe raised his hat. Then, as he strode off on Starlight, he was thinking how extremely pretty Professor Stourton's daughter was. It was strange that she should look so like his sister. He rode towards his house, which had been in the Wainclyffe family for generations. He was thinking, as he had so often thought before, how much needed doing to it, yet it was impossible for him and his brother to find any money.